Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. I am your cosmic conductor, Braden. And just like that, the cosmic lines are now open. This week, prepare yourself for a mind-bending odyssey featuring the eerie silence of the frogs, compelling evidence of a reality shift into parallel dimensions, mesmerizing mysterious lights, and a spine-chilling tale of a village haunted by a mysterious figure. Now, before we get to our first caller, we need to give a shout-out to this week's sponsor who make this show possible. A huge shout-out to this week's sponsors, Bandito, Thomas, Hillbilly, Rusty Mill, John Jacoby, and Chango. Your support keeps the lines open. If you're eager to sponsor an episode like these fine folks, you can contribute to the Cosmic Cause by visiting paypal.me/cosmicchannels or heading to our Crowdmade store, crowdmade.com/collection/cosmicchannels, and purchasing yourself a nice cosmic t-shirt. Now, if you're harboring a story itching to be told or a conspiracy yearning to be unraveled, seize this cosmic moment. Dial 1-833-703-0424 and illuminate the airways with your experience live on Cosmic Channels, recorded every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And just like that, let's get to our first call. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Braden. It's John from Vancouver. I'm Dagon Studios in the Peanut Keller.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. I have a quick story for you.
Perfect. I'm so glad I figured out that audio. It was so... Have you ever done anything where you're like, you're trying to talk and you can hear your own voice a half a second behind your own voice? Maddening. So I'm so happy that got sorted out quick. It was just a quick little settings issue that for some reason got changed. But what do you got? Let's hear it.
It's kind of like your typical spaceship story. So I've been in Vancouver.
I love how it's like, it's just one of those, you know, regular old, no big deal spaceships.
Well, there was even a guy, I think, from North Bay a couple of weeks ago that called it. Very similar story, but so I'll be quick. But so this is back in Ontario in like late 70s, like 77, 78. I was at my grandparents' cottage, camp, whatever you want to call it. And I'm playing outside, screwing around, doing whatever the heck. I think it was probably like 10, 11, but everybody was inside the house. My grandparents, my two sisters, my mom and my dad, and some kind of heavy drinkers too. So I'm outside playing around, and like I said, I was trying to make this short. I think what happened, there was a lot of frogs around there, and they all stopped chirping, so... I remember looking up and seeing this great big black thing. I couldn't really discern the shape because it seemed like just above the tree line, and it was moving at a pretty good clip, but it was so big, it was there a long time. But the story is more about a gripe about my family, because I'm watching this thing, and
so an airing of grievances.
Yeah, exactly. They start screaming at me to come and get some cocoa in the camp, and I'm like, this is more important. After like 7 times of them screaming at me, I come in there and I tell them my story, and it's like a 700 square foot cottage. Like, not one of them got up and looked outside after I told them. They're just sitting there drinking, yeah, whatever, John.
Yeah.
And so I was pretty pissed off, and then I think what happened, I went back outside later and I was gone. But I guess the only kind of twist to this story is the next day, this was on Lake Superior, about two hours southeast of Thunder Bay. But the next day, I was listening to the radio with my family, and this guy comes on the radio. It was like a local station, and he had been working the night before, and he said he got like blasted with like, you know, hundreds of calls from people saying they saw some weird shit. So, and I remember my grandmother saying like, "Oh, maybe that's what you saw, John." I was like, "Rah." Anyways, there's not much to the story, but.
Well, I mean, let's break that down a little bit, though, because there's a couple pieces that interest me. You said, like, very active frog population where you were, and just, you know, complete silence when this thing was in the air?
Yeah, that's what kind of made me look around and look up, I think, because it's almost deafening sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And the thing itself was quite silent, and there were no blinky, stupid like Spielberg lights on it. It was, but somehow you could see it. It was kind of reflective. My grandparents had a lot of floodlights and stuff, so
it was,
that's
just
probably why I could see it.
It was just reflecting some light, so like maybe a little bit lower flow, like flying. Like, how high do you think it was? Like, definitely lower than like an aircraft kind of thing.
It looked like it was just above the tree line, which is probably not the case. But you know, when you're a kid and you're looking up, but I wouldn't say it would be too much higher than that. Like, it was like extremely close, and and then it just faded away, and I had to go eat and drink my stupid hot chocolate. But yeah, it was quiet, very black, no lights,
very black.
But
you
a
see
little bit
it, there was a caller last week who talked about kind of walking out and just this he described this like silence, right, of everything, and then he looked up and there was just like a void. That's how he described it, like a void of light. He said it wasn't a cloud. He's like, he didn't know how to explain it other than it was just like a void. There was no light in this area. Like, you couldn't see stars, anything. It was just a black void kind of object. And then it just drifted away. But the animals all going silent. That's what freaked him out too. And this is, to me, just, you know, very similar, because, you know, it's an interesting thing that the frogs would all go silent. Like, those bastards never don't stop for nothing. Usually a predator, right? Usually something that comes around, or like a dog, and then, but like very quickly, like they get back at it.
And now you're scaring me.
Yeah, no, it's freaky, dude.
Anyway, that won't take up much more of your time, but that's pretty much my story. But yeah, I think you mentioned the guy you just mentioned. I think he was from North Bay, and it's very parallel kind of story, but
yeah, that is, it's very interesting. Very, I wonder if the dates, when was the date of yours, like how old were you?
It was probably 1978, and it was August. I can't remember, because I was like 10 or 11.
Yeah, but, so good. But maybe that'll spark, maybe like it'll be one of those things where it was in a similar, you know, similar. He was like, yeah, it was kind of around that same time. You never know, right? Maybe there was a flap going on in the area. But
yeah, I just wish there were more records back then with radio stations and all that kind of stuff. I'm sure they just turfed all those tapes and stuff.
Yeah, it's probably tough to find now. But hey, thanks for calling in with that. That's awesome. I love getting those stories.
Yeah,
there was a lot to that. Sure, right? You were just young, so but there's definitely connections that other people have talked about. So it's very interesting.
It's all about my lazy ass family, Braden.
They wouldn't let you enjoy it, right? They wouldn't let you get abducted. They had to ruin it for you.
All right, I'll let you go. Thanks a lot.
Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Oh, if you've seen something in the sky that causes the wilderness to go quiet, let me know. But we got callers on hold now. Lines are hot. Let's go to our caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I swear if you hang up on me, dude, I'm never calling again.
What's going on, Irish Potato? This has been a long time coming. I've been waiting for this. I will not. You set me up too good for a joke last time, and I will do anything for a laugh, so I had to hang up on you. I didn't even want to hang up on you. I honestly didn't. I truly wanted to listen to your story, but it was too comical to hang up on you in that situation that I had to do. I won't do it to you tonight. What do you got for us?
Well, you better not. So I want to tell a story, but I want to preface with, like, I actually have a really good memory. I remember things from, like, when I was, like, 3 and 4 years old, but vividly. And I have memories of things, like, I have no business remembering. Like, I remember when I was really young, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was, like, I was being introduced to a bunch of different people, and I felt, like, really proud about, like, where I was at. Like, I just remember the feeling. I remember, like, I have a good memory, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you probably know I'm really short. I'm 5'3". And my whole life growing up, my family's always told me, like, you're just like your uncle that died when he was 21. He was always short. And from the ages of 18 to 21, he grew to 6 foot. So as a little kid who was short his whole life, someone tells you you're going to grow to 6 foot,
you're gonna
basically make that as, like, gospel to yourself.
Yeah,
right?
You're telling everyone, yeah, I'm short now. Yeah, you just wait.
And I did. I told everyone that, bro. I was like, oh, I'm gonna grow. And I was talking to my dad a couple months ago. I was talking to him, and I was like, yeah, I never got my growth spurt. Thanks. And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, you told me that Stuart grew to 6 foot from the ages of 18 to 21. He goes, no, dude, he was short his whole life. And I was like, that, there's no way. I was like, I swear you told me that. I remember aunt and uncle telling me that. So what I'm getting at, I am convinced that with the CERN, you know, collider.
Yeah.
I really think that we shifted timelines, and here's why. My principal, or vice principal, when I was in high school, dated my uncle right around the time that he died. And I remember having a conversation with her about how my uncle was, because he lived in California, was trying to move to Idaho, but he went back and forth a lot. And she was like, when he'd come back, he was a little bit taller. He came back a little bit taller. And she's not a short woman. She's probably right around, you know, 5'10", 5'11". So I'm like, why would she date somebody that was like 6-7 inches shorter than her? You know, yeah. Like.
Maybe love?
No issues there. Yeah. You know, there's that. But like, then I also have another memory from her where she said he was short and I had no problem. So I don't know if there's really like any like backing to the story. I can't really prove any of this. Like, this is all, you know, just hearsay and like memories, you know, what they say about memories. Like, it's not really like, you know, solid or like solid, like it's not solid either.
Can't be trusted 100%, but your mind can definitely play tricks on you. But you're not the only one that is, you know, that says that, you know, that thinks about that theory. And I thought about it before 100 times. I mean, all you have to do is like look at Mandela effect things, and there's some where I'm like, that's not how I remember it. There's one actually, my spouse Jamie, she swears by, and I've always wanted to bring this up, and this is a perfect segue. There was, and I kind of, you know what, it's funny, I kind of vaguely remember it, but not to the point where she is, because it really bugs her. There used to be like Looney Tunes yogurt that you could get. It's like silver, it's like the cup yogurts when you were a kid, and each kind of flavor had a different Looney Tunes on it. Those didn't exist apparently, And it's like, I can kind of remember them. She's like, I ate them. And like, you cannot find pictures of these things anywhere. They seemingly, like, no one's ever heard of them. It's just one of those Mandela effect things. So then it makes you think, like, you know, have we, you know, did we get shifted into a new timeline and you just are having memories? Or, you know, I've always, you know, been along the same side of, like, you know, when I know I talk about it all the time. It's one of the craziest things, I think, that sudden savant syndrome where someone hits their head and then all of a sudden they're like, I now play piano. Or I speak another language, and you're like, well, where did that information come from? Like, you would have had to learn that, and you just bonked your head and unlocked it. It makes me think that there's stuff in your brain that is just not accessible, and maybe there is parallel universes and stuff like that. And so maybe these are just memories just kind of crossing freely back and forth, right? Where you're like, where things are just ever so twisted differently in this, like, parallel reality that you just, you know, the thoughts and memories from that kind of ooze in. Maybe that's the thing.
That could be it. I mean, it's just weird to me. Like, I was thinking about that, and I was talking to my wife about it a little while ago, and she looks at me like I'm crazy. You know, like, okay, Sean, like, what are you trying to get at here? And like, I can't explain it to anybody. Like, but it bothers me.
Yeah, you're like, they've changed something.
Like, something happened. And I am convinced that we're in a different, you know, parallel universe or whatever, but it's just weird. And I've been wanting to call in and tell that because maybe somebody else out there has something that's not connected directly to a Mandela effect, right? Like, yeah. This is something that is, like, personal to me. I remember my dad telling me that. I remember aunts and uncles telling me that. I remember one of my uncles looked at me and he goes, you look just like my brother. At given age, and I mean, they haven't seen him, you know, in like 30, 40 years because he died when he was 21. But like, it's just crazy for me to be like, oh, okay, like, I remember that. And then apparently, he was short his whole life until the day he died. Like, it's just weird.
That is strange. Yeah. Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe other callers will, you know, have the similar experience because. I mean, you go to Reddit boards and stuff like that, and like people, that's like a legit conspiracy theory that people think when they fired the collider on that it's shifted us. It's done something that they didn't expect, and changed that stuff. So, hey, thanks for calling. I was tempted to hang up. I was tempted. I'm not gonna lie. I was tempted because I thought it would be funny, but I didn't do it.
I wanted to make one quick comment. There was a caller last week that made a comment about like. Ghosts and smells.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that. I know that actually to be pretty true from when I called back about my high school, my murder high school is what you guys called it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of janitors that talk about right before they see a specific ghost, they smell perfume.
Yeah.
So it's actually pretty connected to scent and like seeing spirits above us.
Dude, so, just a quick theory. I just want to ask you about you. Do you have young kids?
I do.
I'm convinced that all VTech toys are powered by captured souls. So just so you know, I don't know if anyone out there has any VTech baby toys. Get rid of them. They're poltergeist lures. They come on at middle of the night. They're not turned on. Buttons aren't being pressed. There's no sensors on these things. I don't know why people are like, oh, it's the sensors. I'm like, I've looked. There's no sensors. I don't know why this thing is singing to me in the middle of the night. Terrifying.
Or better yet, someone programmed it to go off at obscure times.
Yeah, 3:30 in the morning. Yeah. Hey, man, thanks for calling in.
Yep.
Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Bye. You got weird stuff that's happened to you? Call in. You think we've been shifted into a parallel dimension? Call in. I like hearing that stuff. You know, we talked about last time too. If you've done a trip to, you know, a haunted house or, you know, a famous area, call in. Just like that, we got another caller on the line. Let's go right to them. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Skylar from upstate New York.
What's going on, Skylar? What do you got for us tonight?
So I wanted to talk about a little UFO story that I have.
Lovely. Let's hear it.
All right. So one time, I think it was probably like 2014, 2015, I went out to Webster Pier, I think, with a friend. And we were sitting out on like the flat rocks. And I remember seeing like a gold light and a green light just kind of like hovering way, way out on Lake Ontario. Mm-hmm. And they were just kind of like, they were separate lights and they were doing kind of like figure eights up in the sky and just kind of flying around erratically, but like not very fast. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Kind of bouncing around, but not, they weren't like going, you know, coast to coast kind of thing, edge to edge of the sky.
Yeah, they were just kind of floating. They were kind of just doing their thing. They were like coming in and out, and I couldn't really like tell what they were. We didn't hear any sort of like, you know, how like planes or drones or whatever sound, you know? And so we didn't hear anything, and it was just, I almost felt like there was like a little bit of like a psychic connection to the lights, if that makes sense.
I mean, a lot of people, you know, do stay when they see these things. They feel like there is some sort of communication between them. Like there's conscious, like a conscious connection. So that's a thing people experience when talking about
UFOs. Right.
Yeah. What was it like for you, like specifically?
Honestly, like it sounds like weird, but it was almost like a spiritual experience. Like I remember feeling like a little scared at first, and then there was like a reassurance that we were safe, like there was no danger. And so we just kind of hung out for a while and we watched these lights, and it was getting kind of late, and we see like, you know, like flashlights behind us, and lo and behold, it's, you know, the cops. Because it got way too late in the park, and they were like, "What are you doing down here?" So we got kicked out of the park by the police and had to get like escorted back to our cars and stuff. So we would have stayed like so much longer, you know, to kind of like see what happened. Yeah. But yeah, the popo got us. And I made the fatal mistake of telling them what I saw. And
how'd they take that?
All right.
How'd they take that? Was it well received?
Oh, they thought we were having a little bit too much fun down there. So they ended up checking my friend Mitch's car for pot because he thought we were high. You know, we were like, we saw these lights and it was like so cool.
Isn't it a little sad though that like that's a experience a lot of people have when trying to report these things. Is like, you on drugs, right? Like, so dismissive.
Yeah, and it was just, like, we were so excited. And, like, it was very genuine. And we were just like, yeah, like, you're not going to believe it. You know what I mean? And then immediately gets, you know, taken to the realm of crazy. So.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that they didn't look into it or, you know, maybe check to see if there had been any calls or anything of that sorts of lights in the area. I actually had to quickly pull up my email because as you were telling me this story, I was convinced in my head that you had written us an email, and I had just read it today, and I opened the email and it's not. And there's someone, I'm not going to read it today because I sent it to someone to read for the show, but it's from a kitty who describes almost the exact same thing, like two lights in the sky. She says one's gold, one's white. They were kind of dancing around each other. And she actually captured pictures of the light.
No.
Yeah. So, you know, I will try to get this one done and edited for next week. So if you're watching next week's show, I'll have that up with the pictures as well to show people. Because I actually was like, did you write me in? Did you send me a story like this week and now you're calling in? I was like, this kind of defeats the purpose. I was like, but it's so weird. It's so weird that there's such a, you know, just sitting in my inbox here, a very similar story. So you're not alone in seeing these things. So
I know. Watching the show and, you know, for however many years, it definitely makes me feel like I'm not alone. And I've heard stories kind of like this before, like on your show. So I was pretty excited to like call in, and I didn't want to for a while because I was anxious, and then it stopped for a while. So I was like, all right, now's my time to shine.
Yeah, no need. No need to be anxious. We'll walk through it. It's all good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Skylar, for calling in with that story. I hope it inspires more people to call in, you know, when they've seen strange lights in the sky.
Right. I've got a couple more. I'll try to call again in the future.
Beautiful. Well, you got another quick one?
Yeah. So I think it was probably like my senior year or junior year in high school. And I was doing track and field. So I remember just during like the spring and the summer, just being so tired every single day.
Yeah.
But having kind of like a restlessness when I'm like trying to go to bed. And sorry. So I'm like looking out my bedroom window, looking at the stars, because we lived in like a really remote area and you could just see everything. Moon, it was pretty bright that night. And I remember seeing kind of like a blotted out spot in the sky, but it had a shape. It was like a triangle, but it was just like the emptiness of light. You couldn't see the stars, which was really abnormal in like a clear night in the country. So, I remember watching it for a while, and it was kind of like rotating, doing like a very slow circle in the sky. And we had lots of like.
Now, just quick on that, just a quick note. When you say it was circling the sky and you said it was a triangle shape, was the same like point facing like moving, or was the craft spinning as well? Do you know what I mean? Like in the circle?
The points were like going like counterclockwise.
Okay.
But like and staying then, in place.
Okay, interesting. What I wanted to do is I wanted to try to eliminate some sort, because there's various United States spy planes that when you see on certain angles get mistaken for UFOs all the time. But that description, right, that the counterclockwise spin of it, they don't do that.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, I was sitting in place, but like doing like a counterclockwise like spin in the sky, and it was just like blackness. And I was watching it for a while and just sitting at the edge of my window, just being like, well, you know, this is crazy. And my dad was really old fashioned because he would keep my cell phone in the kitchen charging on a counter for me and my brother. We couldn't have them at night. So I would have taken a picture, you know, had he not been so strict.
Yeah.
So this thing shot off faster than anything that's like known, that like is, you know, known to the public. It was like Star Wars, like the way that it just like the light was so bright and it just took off like so unbelievably fast. Like it's one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
It's so interesting that, you know, that description of like the abscess of light, because that's been described like last week, earlier tonight. Well, like a lot of people see that and forget to like look for that, where it's like, you know, I think that gets missed a lot of times when people are out at night. They're looking for those lights. They're looking for those lights in the sky, you know. But also look, if it's no light pollution, for areas where you're like, wait a minute, that doesn't look right. You know, there's just nothing there, and there should be something, because that's sounding like a. To me, it would make way more sense for something to come in and be covert, being like that, than, you know, flashing all sorts of different lights.
And as far as I know, there aren't really any military bases around that area. It's like in Allegheny County in New York. That's where I grew up, and it's, you know, very remote. Lots of farmland, like no big city lights. The closest like Walmart is 45 minutes away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's you know, I wonder if any reports of crop circles or anything in that in your area?
Not that I've like heard of, because I've always been big into this stuff. You know, my dad used to watch Star Trek, and we grew up watching like Star Wars and stuff. So, not that I know of, but I definitely know that people have seen something like that around that area before. But there's no like known military, like large military, like aircraft bases right there.
Interesting. That's fascinating, and I hope more people now hearing that, like, you know, when you're keeping those eyes on the skies, like we always say, it's, you know, don't be looking just for the obvious, those weird lights, you know, and look for also weird absence of light. That's what I was trying to say, because yeah. You know, maybe it sounds like a lot of people have experiences that are just as phenomenal or weird seeing no light. So that's really interesting. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
All right, take care of yourself.
You too, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, awesome. I love getting people's UFO calls. It's been a real alien UFO night tonight. So, you know, if you've seen something in the sky, you've seen some weird lights, now's your chance to call 1-833-703-0424. Like I said before, the caller came online. We're raising money for ads. Someone in the chat said, I thought we were raising money for ads. That's what we're doing. The first round, all of our social media posts got boosted and advertised all over, but we got a caller on, so let's go right to the caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, how's it going, Braden? This is Eduardo from Seattle.
What's going on, Eduardo?
Hey, so I'm loving the spooky alien vibes tonight, so I thought I'd call with my story about a UFO that I saw.
Beautiful.
Pretty quick little story. Nothing crazy happened, but so I was leaving work one day, and I work in West Seattle in a building. So it's like right at the top of the hill.
Yeah.
And you know, when I come out of the building, if I look dead ahead, it's like there's a couple houses, and then past that is like straight downhill, and then there's water. So I just, as I was coming out, I happened to look up and I saw this green light, and I was like, huh, maybe somebody's flying a drone, you know, I figured. But it was weird because it sat so perfectly still that I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense, right? If it's a drone, because drones, you're just usually zooming around, coming back and forth, and you can kind of hear, right? I would figure it, because I could see it. It looks like it's so close that I figure, oh, if it's a drone, I should be able to hear
the whine or something. There is pretty quiet ones, but usually
quiet.
You can hear the like,
right,
of the rotors.
And I'm like, well, it doesn't make sense that it would be an airplane, because I'm only seeing one green light.
Yeah.
And it's not a helicopter, because I'd be able to hear that too. So I just kind of sat there and looked at it for probably, I don't know, like a minute and a half or something. And then it started to drop slowly, but then it just like zoomed straight down. And I was like, okay, that was definitely not a drone, because you know, even if they were to just zoom straight down, it was like so quick that if I would have blinked, I would have completely missed it.
I mean, the weirdest part is like, because I'm thinking in my head is, I'm like, okay, is it that strange for, you know, I've seen those high speed drones or those racing drones that, you know, they can move pretty quick. But I still think if something would have accelerated downwards, you would have heard like the rotors going heard something
and then as it was coming down, it's like the light like blinked out, you know.
Yeah, just nothing.
Like I could see the light, but then as it's zooming down, it's like the light just completely fades out, which is another weird thing too. I'm like, LEDs, they don't really fade out. Well, I mean, some of them do, but like I would think if it was like a drone that died out, you know, it would just like just gone, dead, you know.
It's I mean, it's the weird, like the weirdest thing for me is the no, like not hearing any of the sound, because I'm like, where would that have gone, you know? I don't know if there's drones. I'm not up on my 100% on my drone knowledge, so I don't know if there is drones with lights that they can just, you know, on the controller turn off or something. So for me, the weirdest thing is still the silence, because like I don't know any that are that quiet, that make no noise at all, especially traveling at how you're describing that you would have missed it in a blink. Like it definitely would put off some sort of sound. So is this area where you're looking, is that over the water then?
Yeah, so I actually got curious because I was like, well, how close are we to the actual water, right? And so if I were to hop in my car and just drive straight over in that direction, because this is a residential area, like,
yeah,
you know, this building's kind of in the middle of a residential area. It's like the only kind of big building, and then there's just houses all around.
Yeah.
So then if I were to drive in that direction, it would probably take me, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 minutes to get to the edge of the water.
Yeah. Interesting. So maybe that's
what the other thing that's interesting is, so in that direction from where I am, so there's actually that's towards the direction of a naval base that we have nearby.
Okay.
And I believe it's Bremerton is the name of the town. So, and I know that they've got like nuclear subs and stuff over there.
Well, I mean,
so I just thought that was it was just weird that it was in that direction.
Well, it's interesting too, because on two sides of that, right? Because we know historically there's been a lot of UFO activity around nuclear bases and stuff like Maelstrom and various others, that
right.
Stories of them, you know, disabling nukes and whatnot. So, you know, maybe it's something interested in that area, or on the flip side of it, you know, maybe it is some sort of advanced tech that that the military possesses. That they were doing some testing on that you just happened to catch, right, in that area.
Yeah,
so
right.
Either way, like, cool on both sides. I mean, definitely a little cooler if it's the alien side, but...
Yeah, and it's just one of those things that I it's like every once in a while I'll bring it up to like a buddy or somebody who I'm talking to. I'm like, oh, you know, I saw this weird thing, and they're just like, huh. What could that have possibly been? Because, you know, it's not an aircraft, right? Because you don't see aircraft just like nosedive like that.
No,
you do not. Especially near a residential area. Like, I'm pretty sure that's a big no-no.
Yeah, well, unless it crashed. But then I'm pretty sure you would have seen the news.
But then I would have heard the crash, right?
Yeah, it would have made the rounds the next day at the water cooler. Like, did you hear about that thing that crashed 2 blocks away, 3 blocks away?
right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, anyone else? Do you know the date, around the date and time this happened?
Oh man, this was a while ago. I want to say it was probably either 2016, 2017, and it had to have been, I want to say it was probably in the winter time, because I think I remember when I came out, it was cold. And so I was just I was like walking to my car, and then I just happened to look up and I was like, oh, that's a cool looking light. And then it just sat there perfectly still, which I was like, that's not normal for any kind of, you know, lights around a residential area.
Yeah, no, it's, that's a strange one. That's a strange one for sure. The thing is, I'm like, I was trying to debate whether I'd be able to look on MUFON to see the area, but like, one, Seattle's kind of the whole West Coast, big cities, hotbed for reports of UFOs. So it's like, you to narrow it down, it'd probably like, oh, you know, if we knew exact date with those, the next time you see one, date and time, baby, write that down. So then we can look up to see if other people report that and stuff, and get a report into MUFON. But interesting. I mean, it's just weird. Yeah, do you think it's a USO, what are they called now? Transmedium, where like it would that like it was definitely headed for the water. So like, is that where it would be?
Yeah, I mean that's what I would figure too. Is that, you know, if it's heading straight down like that, you're either, you know, hitting the roof of somebody's house, or, you know, you're dead in the water. So yeah, I don't know. It's perplexing for sure,
and it stuck with you. That's the thing. It stuck with you.
I mean, yeah, for sure it has, yeah.
Right? And that's a huge telling thing, is because, like, I mean, some of the ones like I've seen, you know, I've been like, oh, I've seen a video or and it stuck with me, like, that's weird. And then you'll see something similar later in life. You're like, ah, okay, maybe that's what I saw that one time. But for you to still hold on to that and be like, this was so weird, I still tell people about it.
Yeah.
It's so strange. It's very interesting. Right. So.
And I did encounter another light. Well, I thought it was a light, but it actually turned out to be a planet. This was over the summer. You know, I was out in my backyard, and again, same thing. I just happened to look up, and I was like, what's that? That's a really bright light, you know? And then I actually took out my cell phone camera, and I zoomed in pretty much as far as I could go. And I actually did manage to take a picture of this, like, you know, it's an orb, a blue orb.
Yeah.
And then I looked up later on. It was, I believe it was one of the planets was visible.
Was it early morning?
Yeah, I can't remember which one it was. No, it was, I want to say, like 8:30 p.m. or something like that.
Yeah, you'd have to, you got to get the Skyview app, man, or Stargazer.
No, I know, that's how I figured out that what it was, that's what I downloaded. I was like, oh, let me check out the Skyview, and then sure enough, it was, you know, such and such planet is visible from this month to this month. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's nice when you can eliminate things like that. It does kind of when you're like, damn it, I wish it wasn't.
I know. I was like, oh man, did I get something? Yeah. And then nope, it's just a planet.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to be traveling the tour in the United States, shaking hands about this experience. Oh no, just a planet. Hey, Eduardo, thanks for calling in with your story.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate all you guys do.
Hey, thank you. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, have a good one.
Bye. Woo! A lot of aliens tonight. I love it. Lines are hot. Let's go right back to the lines. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Arsh. I'm calling from Surrey, BC, actually.
Woo! Local, what's going on?
Oh, not much. I was, I popped in my car to head over to a cafe and I saw Cosmic Channels was back. And at the time was like 6 o'clock. I was like, there's a story I've always been wanting to share, but like, I just am never like remembering the call at that specific time that you guys were on.
Well, it's fate. Let's hear it.
So not actually my story. It's actually my mom's story, but I always thought it was, really weird. So, my mom is from Punjab in India.
Yeah.
And when she was a kid, around 4 or 5, this would have been like early 70s, there were two brothers in her village. They both disappear. One day they're working in the fields, right? And the night that they disappear, some guy comes to the village and his hands are wrapped in chains and they're covered in oil, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So he knocks on the doors of every person in the village and he's asking the name of one of the brothers, where is he? Right? Everyone's kind of freaked out. They don't, they don't let him in. They don't answer. They don't really know where the brothers are. And the guy disappears. The next morning, they go, they look around. They can't find the brothers anywhere. And that same guy comes back the next night. And like, it's the hell.
Yeah. Oh, you can't do that to me. No. Did his phone die? Connect to Bluetooth? Ah. I need to know. He's gonna forget now to call in. He says he always forgets. I need to know what's up with these oil chains? How? Oh, hopefully this is him. Cosmic Channels.
Hey, I'm sorry. Oh. The call dropped.
Okay. I was like, oh no. I was like, you got me hooked.
Yeah. I'm really sorry. I don't know what happened. I was, it looks like, the electricity just went out in the neighborhood. And then for some reason my call dropped and,
all good, man.
But So like on the second night, this guy comes back. My mom never described what he really looked like other than the chains because she was quite young. And like my grandparents wouldn't let like any of the kids in the house go really close. Just my grandfather wouldn't answer the guy's questions, wouldn't let him in, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's pretty universal. Even if a guy comes to your house now with oiled up chain hands, you're like, yeah, I'm not answering.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I mean, like, I have a kid now myself, and like some like freaking creepy guy covered in oil with the chains like wrapped on his arms comes in. I'm just like, you don't seem copacetic, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you don't seem all right.
Yeah. We're good.
I think the guy came three times, three nights he came. The brothers weren't found, right? After the third night, they find the body of one of the brothers in a field, like on the other side of the village, not where he was last seen. Like, it was like a natural death. At least that's what they said, like heart attack or something. But the other brother was never found, right?
And was that
the guy with the
brother that was never found? Was that the one who the chain man was looking for?
No, he was looking for both brothers.
Oh, okay.
So he was looking for both brothers. Like in those days, this is like, you know, this was very shortly after partition, and everyone in that village weren't originally from that village. Like, they were, people of that village were displaced.
Okay.
And then, you know, my mom's family and all their surrounding families, they came in and kind of took that area over because it was basically empty. And the vibe I got from the explanation my mom gave, because even this is like almost secondhand from her, right?
Yeah.
Is that it was someone or something from whatever was there before, like, my family moved in, basically, right?
Oh, weird.
Because they never found the second brother, but once they found the body of one of the brothers, the guy disappears, right?
And he's never seen from...
I asked my grandparents...
From again.
Sorry?
He's never seen again.
No. Just, he just showed up, and it was like, you know, they had police in the village.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, the police would do nothing. They wouldn't go out. They wouldn't go looking for the brothers. It was like very superstitious, whatever was kind of the energy around this guy. I mean, I asked my grandparents about it, but they don't want to talk about it. It's like, for them, it's very much like, I mean, now they're quite old and there's a little bit of dementia, but they do remember that, but they don't want to talk about it. Like, it just seems like one of those things, like, it's bad news. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'm just kind of curious, just because I don't know everything about I don't know a lot about the Punjab culture, but is it similar to like Southeast Asia, where it's like it is so believed there, like that's a reason why they're not talking about it? It's like, we don't talk about it because this happens and we don't want to bring any attention to it. Like, is that the vibe?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly the vibe. Like, you know, I'm a Sikh, and my religion, they say you're not supposed to be superstitious, but culturally it's a different thing. Everyone's got lots of superstitions.
Yeah.
But there are certain things that, you know, like they believe in, like, the evil eye and stuff like that. Some stuff you just don't talk about. You just don't bring it up because it's like, you don't want to attach that negative energy to yourself.
Yeah.
This is kind of like one of those things. Like, my mom shared this story when we were younger, but she doesn't want to talk about it again very much. I don't even remember now if it's like, I asked, have you ever had a weird encounter or whatever it was, or whatever I'd asked her, but
that's
she
so
shared this story, and this one always kind of stuck with me because it
gives me shivers. It gives me shivers thinking about this weird oiled up chain man, you know, looking for kids. Like, I'm like... It reminds me of I apologize, I don't remember his name, but he, like, the English name for him would actually be Oily Man, and he's like almost like a black shadow, but he's in, I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, like Malaysia, and he's like and he stalks young men and women at night. And he looks like a shadow, but he's all oil, and they call him, like, Oily Man. I can't remember the actual term for it, but this kind of sounds like that same kind of vibe, like this evil presence that is searches, you know, young people out. It's freaky.
Oh, it genuinely, like, gave me nightmares for some time after, because it's one thing to hear the story, but like my mom genuinely believes it. Like, and my grandparents don't want to talk about it. And it's like, you're kind of left with this like haunting, like thought of, could this have really happened? Because, you know, they're not bullshitters. They're just genuine salt of the earth people. Like my granddad was like an accountant and his family were farmers. And, you know, he still remembers, you know, the partition. He lived through the partition.
Yeah.
And so he's just not like he's not prone to tall tales.
Yeah.
So, you know, you bring this up and they just don't want to talk about it. That makes me think like,
It makes me think it left such an impact on them that they're like, no, like, don't, we don't know what that was. We all like, you know, we don't want all of a sudden knocks at our door now. Right. We don't know what this thing was. Exactly. Yeah. It's freaky. It's, gives me the shivers.
And the thing is also like, it was so strange because, so the two brothers, right? They weren't like little kids. They were like, I guess in their 20s, like they were young men, like they were young, strong men. Right.
And for one to go missing and one turn up dead. Like,
yeah, one disappeared. And once the dead one was found, the guy was never seen again. That's never so seen again. Weird. They still like I've asked, like, so my mom is the oldest one in the family among her siblings. And I've asked the siblings and they were like, my aunt and uncle were way too young. So they don't remember anything. So they don't really know much about this story. But my grandparents and my mom are definitely like, this thing had, like, they remember who these people were. Like, they were like distant cousins. Like, you know, like, everyone's kind of vaguely related to each other in these old Punjabi villages, right?
Yeah.
So this was like a distant relative, but like, they don't, no more talking about it beyond, like, everything I've shared with you is basically exactly what they know, what they say. Yeah. And it's just odd. Like, it's just like, you never really, like, you're just left wondering, like, what was this thing? Because, you know,
well, you're twofold. You like want to know, partition. But you're like, you don't want to experience it. You don't really want to know. You're like, God damn. You're like,
oh, yeah, no, I don't really want to know. I'm not like a big, I like supernatural stories and stuff. Like, I enjoy listening to you guys' show, but I don't actually want like a supernatural thing like that to ever happen to me. It's just bad vibes.
Yeah. Some of the experiences you hear people have, I'm like, okay, like, absolutely not. Like, I want no part of that. I love listening to it, but I don't want zero part of anyone knocking on my door covered in oil with chains wrapped around their arms and hands. I want none of that. I'm just not built. I'm not built to deal with that kind of stuff. Maybe some people are, not me. I'm not.
Exactly. And it's like, and when you think about it, like, this dude, like, the oil was like this black tarry stuff. That's like how my mom said, like, black oil.
Yeah. Okay.
And he went through the whole village. He went through the whole village asking where these brothers are. And it makes you think, like, did he go to the house of the brothers? Like, did he talk to the parents? Like, what the hell exactly was he doing? And then he just disappears. And he, you know, he's looking the same for three nights in a row. And I don't know. Especially, like, you know, my mom's family is originally from Pakistan.
Yeah.
And then when partition happens, they move over to India. And it's like, who knows before they came there what happened in that land? Because they're not really their original home.
Yeah.
Right? This is the kind of thing I discussed with my mom before, because, like, you know, you lose a lot of family connections, like, in that kind of, like, massive kind of traumatic event. And so the people who lived there before 20 years ago, like, all those people are long gone, but who really knows what happened in that place before? Because it's like, you know, I asked my mom, like, about ghost stories. She's like, they don't know what the history of that village was before they moved in.
And yeah, like, they don't know what happened.
Houses were empty and fields were empty. They have no idea. So this random thing comes out of nowhere. It's not like you can say, like, oh, yeah, like, you know, 100 years ago, there was a family that lived here and there was a tragic murder, suicide. No, like, they just have no idea what the history of, like, they've built their own history over generations since they moved in.
But they don't know what was there before. Yeah, prior. Because this does intrigue me, because I'm like, dude, superstitions, especially ones that kind of cross over, you know, different areas, are wild to me, because this one sounds so much like that one from Malaysia. I just quickly looked it up. It's called Orang Minyak. Mm-hmm. And it's like a some sort of supernatural creature that looks like a man that, with shiny black grease all over its body. And it apparently can, like, climb...
That sounds very similar to what my mom described.
Right? And it's...
That's very creepy.
Yeah, it's super creepy. And this is a, you know, huge in Malaysia. Like, this creature. It abducts young women and men at night. It's this... The one you're talking about is creepy because it's searching. It's searching for certain people. And it makes me think, like... Well, I kind of would like to know what they did, so I never do that.
Oh, exactly. That's the thing. No one knows. I mean, like, my mom said it seemed like a natural death, but what if it wasn't? Like, this thought came in my mind. Like, what if it was, like, a violent death? And my mom, like, when I was asking this as a kid, just kind of spared me the details. Like one brother murdered the other, right? Like, what if something like that had happened? Or even something like, you know, fucking Cobra bit.
Yeah,
one of the brothers, and he died of something like that, like not like a heart attack. Like, who really knows what happened between them? But then, why does the other one disappear? Did he cause something? And yeah, like,
why is this guy? What's this guy outfitted for? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, this third party looking for them is like not dressed appropriately. Other than to scare the bejesus out of everyone.
Oh, but yeah. He just, like, literally is just, you know, he's got, like, arms wrapped in chains like Kratos or something, just dripping black oil. And, yeah, like, even, like, the description of him is, like, I don't know if he was fat or thin, tall, nothing. Like, my mom had no information. That was the visual, but, you know, like, the chains... wrapped on the arms, covered in oil.
I mean,
and it's just like traumatizing the whole village. Like, it's just,
and someone, you know, someone in the chat is saying, like, you know, and I tend to agree. It's like, we, just because of the description and the events that transpired, we're kind of like pointing to this creature as like, I'm like guilty. You know what I mean? Like, guilt, that thing, whatever that thing was, did it. But someone's like, what if that thing's like some sort of protector that they didn't know about, and it's like looking. For the brother, like, it's searching for the brothers for some other reason. I'm like, I don't know. It didn't leave a good vibe with everyone. I'll say that much, if it's some sort of protector. Whoa, I'm losing you here. I'm losing you here. Can you? Oh, sorry, there you're back now. Yeah, you sound a little bit like you're in a fishbowl, but it's all good.
Oh, sorry about
there
that.
We go.
There's this thing called a nuzzer, which is like bad energy. It's that evil eye thing, and it's like, you know, that stuff attaches itself to you. And like we mentioned before, like, you bring up that story, people don't want to talk about it. They don't want to get bad vibes. But like, it's a culture of belief that it can be attached to you, that people can do that to you. Whether you think it's like witchcraft or just some quality of a person that they can stick you with bad energy, it gives that vibe. Like, a protector feeling wouldn't give you that vibe.
No,
like, the people, they just know right away that this is bad news.
Yeah, well, they're keeping their kids away. They're like, no, like stay away from this thing. It is a weird thing, because, like, even with, like, my mom was like that with Ouija boards. It's like, I remember bringing like a mini Ouija board into the house, and it was just like up in arms. No, this thing has to go. It can't. And I know she's had an experience, and she's since, like, since I've been doing this kind of podcasting and stuff, she's like, I'll show you how to use it if you want. And I'm like, I don't know if I really want to, because it's obviously traumatized you to the point where, like, when I was a kid, you were upset that one was in the house, right? And threw it away. Like, so I was like, what? Like, I've always kind of been like, you know, that's kind of weird, but like, hey man, thanks so much for calling in. That's awesome. I love creature calls, and that is something else. If anyone else knows, you know, any descriptions or names of this kind of what this thing could be, and I'm leaning towards the Orang Minyak from Malaysia, very similar. Colin, let us know. But thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for taking the call. I appreciate that.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
Have a good night.
Bye. Thank you, Cosmic Channelers, for joining us on this week's exhilarating episode of Cosmic Channels. But hey, Cosmic Channels doesn't end here. In fact, it's just beginning, because after each live broadcast, we invite you to our exclusive shareholders meeting where your voice matters most. Together, we discuss ideas, suggestions, and your cosmic vision to shape the future of this show. If you want to be part of this cosmic brainstorm session, tune in every Thursday at 6 p.m. on YouTube, Twitch, or Facebook. Just search Cosmic Channels and hang around at the end of the show. And here's a easy way to propel this show to new heights. They are simple and they are free. Tell a friend about Cosmic Channels. Drop a stellar 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify. Share and like our posts, or even just leave a little comment. Your support fuels Cosmic Channels and ensures this show's continued success. Mark your cosmic calendars, because next Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the Cosmic Lines will reopen for another episode. Until then, the Cosmic Lines are now closed.